flowers are non, he said, flowers are no-no. Flowers are no-no, he said. Flowers are no-no.
Flowers are no-no.
Yeah, they're no-no.
It's on now, huh? But not going?
Yeah, it's going.
Oh.
Okay.
You just look and see if it's in red.
Daddy.
You want to get up, honey?
Going.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. My choice. My choice. Okay. 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 Yeah. On top. Yeah. Yeah. Huh?
No. You're a nano?
I'm doing nano. Hi, your phone? Okay, I boy. Bye bye.
February 2nd, Ross was at the breakfast table and said, a piece of honey, a piece of honey. Right? Anybody
that
else?
That wasn't the interesting part, because he always does that, but it's put down.
Oh, yeah, and he said, put down. He wants me to...
As opposed to
what
sound.
What was I wanting to... He wanted me to put down some honey onto his table.
Yeah.
Put it down onto his table, so put it here on... He means put it here onto the table. He said, put down, put down. And a lot of where's Mark, and hurt knee, right?
Yeah, I just told him that he said hurt toe.
Hurt toe, oh, yeah, and it was his knee that hurt.
And so I told him it was his knee.
Hurt knee. Hurt knee.
Toast.
Hurt toast. You want more toast?
Yeah. Knees. This is a knee.
Knee. Ross, do you want more to eat?
No.
You want to kiss your baby, Mark?
Yeah.
Is that your baby?
Yeah.
He's the one, Mark, right?
To Mark. To Mark.
What? What up, Mark? Do you want to wake
Mark.
Him up? What, you going to wake Mark up?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to give Mark a kiss?
Yeah. Kiss! Oh, Mark.
Should be sleeping. No, no.
He's
sleeping. Yeah, he is. He really was asleep.
Is Mark
no, no.
Asleep?
Mark's sleeping. No, 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 no.
Oh, Mark's asleep.
No, no. Mark's sleeping. No, no.
Sleeping?
Sleeping.
No.
Sleeping. No, no. No, 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 no.
Oh.
I don't think Mark minds that. I don't think he minds scooting around. I asked Ross if he wanted to wash him. Wash his hands. He said, no, wash him. No, wash him? You want to wash him?
Apple.
Do you want to wash him? Do you want to wash him?
No.
No wash him? I want up. You heard it right there. He said, I want up. And before he said, I want
nuggets.
A little early, he said, I want
nuggets.
I want up.
I'm nuggets.
You want up?
I'm nuggets.
You want music?
Yeah.
Say, I want music.
Uh-huh.
Say, I want music. Want music?
Yeah.
Ross,
wanted me to put on the diapers, and so he said, okay, do a diaper, and he handed me the diaper. And by the way, this is February 1st.
Okay, this is February 2nd, and some little things that Ross said today. First, right now, he said, I was down the hallway, and he said, I see you. And then he said, more mukich. More mukich. Then a little boy said, no, I don't want that. No, I don't want that. That's right. He did say that. I heard him say it. He was very clear about that. And he didn't want some toast at breakfast. And he said, no bites. A little later this evening, he said, I sleep blanket. He was rolling with a blanket on the floor. You could say that was a locative or an instrumental or whatever you want to say, actually. What?
But
see the stick. Let's see Dick. Yeah. And then I asked him, you want to come out? Hey, what? I asked him, you want to come out? And he said, come out. And first time he ever said that, come out of his crib.
Come out.
Come out. Very good. You want to come out?
Yeah.
You want to come out of the crib?
No.
You want to go to sleep?
No.
Good night. Bye-bye. He just locked himself in the closet.
Bye.
Bye. You want to sleep in the blanket?
Blanket?
You want to sleep in the blanket?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to turn it off. Open the door. Open the door. Open the door. Ross regularly yells now, open the door, open the door. His name is Dick, which is stick.
Dick.
Wait, no, don't put that in there.
Okay.
You gonna go sleep in there?
Yeah.
Okay, good night.
Night.
Okay, today is February 5th, and couple things. First, Ross was looking at some of Celeste's pencils in the office, and I said those were no-nos, and he said no-nos, and I was pretty convinced that he was interested in the fact that they were plural, because he kept on saying it again and again, no-nos, no-nos, kind of with a Z. And then I gave him a couple puzzles, Ross, right? I gave you a couple puzzles, and you said two puzzles, right? Two puzzles? Where's the music?
Yeah.
We'll have music. Are there two puzzles?
No.
How many puzzles?
Records.
What? Records?
Yeah.
Well, that's the first time you ever said records. All right, good. A lot of plurals. Records is really in plurals. Yeah. Records and puzzles.
Yeah.
What?
The records.
You want the records?
Yeah.
Okay, where are your puzzles?
No puzzles.
Why no puzzles?
No.
You finished?
No, we're finished.
No finished? Go do it. Do it. Do it.
No, do it.
Yeah, do it.
No, do it.
Yeah, you gotta do the puzzles, Ross. Okay. Anyway, he said two puzzles. I said two puzzles. And
Mommy?
He said two puzzles, and he was clear that he had a good sense of the two-ness of it. I'm really convinced that he understands that there were two puzzles. He kept on saying it to himself again and again, two puzzles, two puzzles, two puzzles, two puzzles, about eight times after that. What do you want to say? Talk?
No.
What do you want to say?
Mama did.
You want to hear the music?
Yeah.
Okay, let's turn this off. Where's your mommy?
Mommy here.
Where is she?
Mommy's here.
Mommy's here?
Yeah.
No, mommy's with Mark.
Mark?
With Mark, yeah. Home soon. Good.
Apple?
You want an apple?
Yeah.
Okay. Is mommy coming home soon?
No.
Where's mommy?
Bert. Hi.
She's what?
Bert.
February 4th, Mary said to Ross, "Oh, you're my darling baby." And Ross said, "I know, baby." And I said, Mary said, "You're my big boy." And Ross said, "I know, big boy." Mary said, "Okay, what are you?" Ross said, "I know, are you?" And then a little later, he was telling me, there's something about the door. Oh, Matt was closing the door to the bedroom, and Ross said, "Don't you close door. Don't you close. Don't you door."
Today is February 6th, and I want to go over a few of the things that Ross has said today and yesterday. And see, yesterday he said, "I'm sleeping." He was on the floor. He said, "I'm sleeping." And he was in the car, and he wanted to pull down his visor on his car seat, and he said, "I no do it." He meant, "I can't do it." And then he asked, "Oh, very good.
You can do it?"
"I can't do it."
"You can't do it?"
"Can I do it?"
"Can you do it?"
"Yeah."
Oh, now, and when he was pulling at the table, he said, "I can't do it." Right now, he was doing the same.
"Can I do it?"
"You can't do it?"
"Can I do it?"
Okay. What are you doing now? What are you doing, Ross?
I'm gonna jump.
Are you doing jump?
Yeah.
What are you doing now?
I jump floor.
Oh, I jump floor? Okay. Good boy. I jump up on the floor. Okay, what are you doing now?
I'm gonna jump.
Okay, you're gonna jump?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then he said, "What are you doing now?" at 1.2. And then he said, instead of "no more raisins," I offered him some raisins. He said, "No raisins more."
Raisins.
Okay. I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know what to say about
raisins.
It. No more raisins. Huh? And then he said, when did he say take the blankets? Mary, you wrote that down. You don't know what that's about. Okay. Anyway, he said, "Take the blankets." I assume that he had some blankets and wanted us to take them, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, another thing he said several...
"The pillow and the blanket."
Oh, I see. Take the blankets.
And he used the plural.
And he says "bankage." And he says "bankage," right?
He didn't say "bankage" this time. He said "blankets."
The blankets.
He handed me both of them. So that was kind of surprising.
He was in bed, and he said to me, "Please, a height. Please, a height. Please, a height." We mean, "Please turn off the light. Please, a light." Or "the light," actually, probably. I don't know. He says as much as that. And he told me I was doing something, and he said, "That's right." Mm-hmm. He told me I was doing it right. Yeah. And then one thing he says very clearly is, "Off with pants, and off with shirt, and off with socks." Mm-hmm. "Off with the diapers." "Off with the diapers, Ross." Go on. "Off with the diapers."
He says it in a question.
Oh, yeah, he wants it to be done.
And
yeah.
He says it in a command.
"No."
Right. Okay.
"The happy days."
I'll get that. And then another thing, he was doing some stuff, and he said to me, "Good, good." Now, what is this? "Tick a baby." "Sick a baby?"
Is
the baby sick?
"Tick a baby."
"Tick a baby?" Okay. And he said...
He's been saying it for a long time.
He says, "Catch it and throw it." Oh, you have that here. Just put that down.
What, "tick a baby"? I have it.
No, "catch it and throw it." "Catch it and throw it," he says. He just said, "Catch it." He said, "Catch it. Catch it. There it is. Catch it and throw it." Good boy. Okay. Throw the ball?
Yeah.
Throw the ball. Okay. And then the other thing now is he's learned from TV to say, "You bet." Now, how does the ad go in what he has learned, "You bet, Mary"?
It's an ad. Actually, it's the ad for Light Days Kotex Light Dye. I can't. Kotex, anyway.
Yeah.
And this woman, at the end of the entire spiel, says very adamantly, or
"You bet, yeah."
She says, "You bet."
Let's hear the spiel about how I've always done such and such. What is it about?
Oh.
What did she say in the spiel?
This woman, let's see. Let's see,
Okay, how does the ad go?
It begins with a woman saying, "Me use Kotex,
not this woman, right?
What?
And then she continues the
what?
Advertisement about the Kotex, and when she comes to the end, she finishes it off with me use Kotex, you bet.
Okay. And the other thing that he's picked up is Happy Days, and he says Happy Days and runs around, and we have no idea how he learned it really or where it is.
Happy
but
Days is mentioned.
We know it's a TV program. Very good.
So it's mentioned within
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Within
you
an
bet.
Entire advertisement.
You bet.
There it is. You, you bet.
No.
You bet.
No.
You wear diapers?
No.
You bet.
No bets.
You bet.
No bets.
Are you Happy Days?
Happy Days.
Happy Days?
No Happy Days.
No Happy Days?
No.
Oh, okay. Anyway, these are the two things he's learned from TV, and we're not sure how he went about Happy Days, right?
Happy Days.
Yeah, the word comes up on the television, but it's so, it's couched in other words.
Well,
and you bet is right at the end of an entire advertisement.
But I bet you Happy Days was clear at one point. It must be, maybe at the beginning of the program, they say Happy Days or something.
Well, they say Happy Days is here again on channel such and such.
Yeah.
I know that's one thing that they continuously say.
Are you happy, Russ?
No.
You're not happy?
Happy.
Are you
Do you
happy?
Think I could have my chair back?
Are you happy, Russ? And Aunt Tina said that she asked him, how's the baby? And he said, oh, he's okay.
Okay.
How's the baby, Russ?
Baby's okay.
How's the baby, Russ?
Baby's okay.
He's okay?
Yeah.
Good. Do you like the baby?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
You really like your daddy?
Yeah.
Do you like your mommy more?
Yeah.
Okay, where's your mommy?
Cookies.
Do you like cookies?
Yeah.
Do you eat cookies?
Huh?
Do you eat cookies?
Yeah.
Okay, you can turn this off.
Hi, John.
Hmm?
On?
Yeah, it's going to turn it off.
Off?
Yeah, it's off.
I hope it's off.
I know.
It's
off.
It's still
chair.
On. What?
It's chair.
That's the chair, yeah.
It's chair and mommy.
That's my baby chair.
Baby's chair?
Yeah, it's Ross's chair.
What's it? Chair?
Yeah, it's Ross's chair.
Chair?
Do you want to sit in your chair?
Yeah.
Where are you sitting?
I'm sitting there.
Where are you sitting?
I'm sitting there.
Okay, are you sitting in Mommy's chair?
Yeah.
No, you're sitting in Ross's chair.
I'm chair.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Where's little baby Mark?
Baby Mark here.
Where is he?
Mark is here.
Where's Mark?
Mark is here.
He can't hear?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not here. Or what you're saying. I'm not sure what you're saying, Russ.
Huh?
Okay. Happy Days.
Happy Days?
You bet.
You bet.
You bet.
No bet.
You bet.
No bet.
No?
No.
Daddy bets?
You bet.
All right.
You bet.
All right.
You bet.
You bet.
You bet.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Do it.
Do it.
Oh, and
do what?
Oh, and the other thing he said today was, you do it. He said, you do it. Instead of I do it, he also says, I do it. This, today he said,
and
you
he
do it.
He wanted you to do it?
Yeah. He wanted me to put on his diapers or something. He says, you do it.
Ross was in his crib, and the dog had dropped out of the crib that he was playing in. And he said, Uppy. So I started to take Ross out of the crib. And he said, no Uppy. So I put him back. And there was kind of a pause, and he looked sort of, looked at me, and he looked at the dog, and he pointed at it and said, dog? And finally I caught on to what he really wanted. And said, oh, you want dog, Uppy? And he said, yeah. But the thing was that he didn't mention, as soon as he realized that I did not understand him and I had misunderstood him in a way that was perfectly legitimate, he kept quiet on the Uppy business and then introduced the idea of the dog. Then I caught on. That was it.
It is what, February 7th, let's say? Oh, no, February 8th. Yesterday, February 7th, Mary was listening to TV, and she heard this ad.
Wearing underoos is fun, and you can choose for more than one. And then they go on and name. Mary, don't make so much noise, please.
It's some.
You can choose for more than. What? Oh, it's.
It's
a song. Okay,
it's
fine.
A song.
And you can choose for more than one, please. Okay. And then they go on and name Superman, Pebbles, Shazam, Spider-Man, etc. And then it's. I can't read this. Something you're wearing underoos.
When you're wearing
underoos.
That's the last
okay.
line.
And then Ross later on imitated Shabam.
No, not later on, right after.
Oh, said right after, and it hasn't said it again.
Right.
Okay. Shabam?
No.
He's not into that one. Okay. Then he's off?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he still is going around saying happy days, though. Happy days? Yeah, happy days. I heard happy days.
He said happy days, you bet.
Happy days, you bet. You bet. What? You don't want it? Okay. No warm? See, he says no warm. That means no sleeper.
Yep.
No sleeper? And he calls them both.
Well, last night he called it a warm.
Okay, he calls it a warm a lot of the time.
That's because I said, this will be warm.
This is warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why.
Is it this will be warm or this is warm, he said. Yeah, that's... Off with diaper, he said.
Off with diaper. Okay, pull. Pull it down. Good boy. That's it. Off with diaper.
Okay, now, yesterday he said got cookie. That's the first time I've heard got being used with something.
Uh-huh.
And he said, come on. He says, come on, daddy.
Oh, yeah. So now...
And then I said, oh, come on, Ross, kiss your daddy. And he said, no, kiss your daddy. And we went through that several times. Then I was working at the desk, and he said, my paper. That was my thing, paper I'm writing. And then he said, Mommy had been gone for a while. Go pee-pee, Ross. Go pee-pee in the toilet first.
In the toilet, Ross.
No, I mean, he wants his diet. No, it's not that he's pee-pee, but he should go pee-pee first.
Take a little bath.
Go take a bath. And then he said, I want mommy. And then I followed up, but I want, kept on saying, I want, and never said mommy. So it's interesting that he deleted the mommy, but he did mean I want mommy, I think. Then he said, I daddy hurt. And I'm not sure what he meant, but I guess he meant that daddy hurt me, although I hadn't really, I just kind of squished him. Then at this breakfast table today on the 8th, he said, Bear's going to eat. I said, Bear.